Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. It's been a wacky day.
It has. You know, Croatia beat England in quite a match.
Yep.
And then the president sort of going around not playing nice with the NATO allies.
No, and that's what I want to talk about here very quickly with Philip Bump, Washington Post national correspondent, because the president started the day off today, at least we woke up to this morning, the president having a meal with the NATO allies. I would like to point out that that's what we refer to the NATO participants as, our allies. That the Germans, he was mad at the Germans because they cut a deal with the Russians for an oil pipeline. And that he's basically making the argument of, why do we need to protect you from Russia if you're doing a deal with Russia? Philip, can you explain this?
I can. It is not a simple thing to explain, but I'll do my best. So the upshot is that President Trump wants to, he's being generally critical of NATO, and so I think it's important for people to remember that this is the context. He to some extent, is trying to knock our NATO allies on their heels. But in this particular case, what he's saying is that Germany shut down their nuclear power plants, is using natural gas to generate electricity because it's cleaner than coal, and the most readily available cheap source of natural gas is Russia. They run a pipeline through the Baltic Sea and are building a second one, and they're going to pipe in a lot of natural gas from Russia. Currently, about 40% of the natural gas they use, it could eventually be about 60-70% of the natural gas they use. But what Trump's saying essentially is, if you're so dependent on Russia, then you are essentially puppets of Russia. And, you know, why should we then have to defend you from Russia if you're so close to Russia? So that's the argument. There's a lot of ways that that falls apart, including that it's still only a very small part of the energy that Germany produces. Of course, it is not the case that Germany is beholden to Russia. Obviously, it would be ideal if they didn't have this economic relationship with Russia from the standpoint of traditional ally-enemy relationships. But also, Trump is trying to sell natural gas to Europe in broadly, and Germany in particular. We see a big spike in exports of natural gas in the United States. He'd like to sell more of it, and that's sort of overhanging this, too.
Well, natural gas, though, is it harder to sell it to Europe from the United States because you have to ship it there?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, it is
a pipeline
much easier for Russia to run a pipeline under the Baltic to Germany than it is for the United States to run a pipeline that exports natural gas to Europe. So we have to essentially, there's a hugely intensive process to liquefy the natural gas. It's then sent on ships over to Europe, and actually the three primary ports that we send it are to China, South Korea, and Mexico. We actually send less of it to Europe. But Donald Trump would like to help create this market. And, of course, there's also another consideration here, which is that Trump has this habit of sort of turning criticisms of himself onto others. And so it has been, since the campaign, people have been saying, well, you're a puppet of Russia. And so what he's doing is turning around and saying, well, actually, Germany is the puppet of Russia because of this natural gas relationship. So there are a lot of factors that are coming into play here.
That did make quite a few headlines and irked a lot of people when he said Germany is captive of Russia. And Angela Merkel explained, no, the farthest thing from that, that they've been very critical of Russia. But you wonder, it's not an ideal situation for Russia to be supplying that much of their natural gas. Is there some geopolitical, strategy at play here with Putin to try to do this, to be a larger producer for more European countries?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, Putin would like to sell as much of his natural gas as he can. They used to be the number one producer of natural gas until the development of hydraulic fracturing, a.k.a. fracking. Now the United States produces more natural gas than any other country. But Putin has all this natural gas, and he wants to sell it. He is probably more eager to have customers than Germany is to buy their gas. And one reason Germany buys their gas is because Putin makes it very cheap for them. So obviously there is a geopolitical advantage for Russia if it is able to turn off the tap on Germany. But Germany is not hoping to rely on this over the long term. They're trying to switch to more renewable forms of energy anyway. So it's not clear how long this will actually be a point of leverage for Russia anyhow.
Well, there's a question here that is a significant one, though, which is the thing that overhangs all of this is this fear that what Donald Trump is really trying to do is to blow up NATO on behalf of Vladimir Putin. And, that's the most extreme philosophy about that. The most extreme thought is that, you know, he's actually doing this. He's, you know, he's doing Putin's bidding here, or maybe he just likes the idea of blowing up NATO. But his criticism of NATO in terms of, you know, who's paying what, and he makes it sound as though they owe us money, which they don't, or they owe NATO money, which they don't. They owe themselves money. The way that he does this, it is a way of belittling this, you know, rather important and at times fragile alliance of these countries to make sure that there is a bulkhead against Eastern aggression. And I don't get it. And what else? No other president since the formation of NATO in the 1940s, 1949 or whatever that was, 48, that no one else has ever done this. Why? What's the point?
So I would say there are probably two factors at play. I mean, setting aside this idea that Putin has him in his thrall, which, you know, it sort of is a, you know, the spy movie version of this thing. We know that Donald Trump is a contrarian, right? We know that he likes to do things that people think he shouldn't do. And I think that this is a very good example of that. And he's continuously told, hey, man, look, you can't treat NATO this way. There are allies. There's a reason for this. And all that really seems to want to do is make him want to do it more. But I think that there's an important thing to remember, too, about Trump, which is that he learned a valuable lesson on November 8th, 2016, and that is that he was right and everyone else in America was wrong. Everyone thought he was going to lose. He said, hey, I'm going to trust my gut. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to win this thing. And hey, he won it, right? And so I think that for a guy who'd spent years watching Fox News, bringing a conservative frame to the way he approached American politics, and then was told, hey, you're wrong about all this, he was then proven right. And so I think that too reinforces his contrarianism and makes him more likely to act out in the way that he said, you know, people are telling him not to do it. I think he says to himself, hey, man, they were wrong before. This time I'm going to do what I want to do.
But you don't really think he wants the U.S. to pull out of NATO or break it up in any way?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, he seems to very much like one-on-one deals, right? So NAFTA, for example, he would, I think, rather have a one-on-one deal with Canada and a one-on-one deal with Mexico than a unified agreement. So I think he may also think, like he does with the World Trade Organization, apparently, like he does with the European Union, that he may be better off having one-on-one alliances with individual countries than with NATO on the whole. I don't know. Certainly the indications are that he's not happy with NATO in a way we haven't seen from a president before.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And Canada. I mean, it all starts and ends to me with Canada. It's like he's picking a fight with, it's like your really polite brother, right? Who comes over and helps you with this is what drunks do. And I know the president is not a drinking drunk, right? But I think he's like an emotional drunk or something, because it's like, this is what you do. You pick a fight with people that are most helpful to you. And then I don't understand it at all. I don't get it.
There's definitely a weird sort of insecurity to it, which I think that we've seen lots of reports, a lot of biographies of Donald Trump reflect that. I think it's accurate, and I think that, you know, that he sees himself as Donald Trump still and not as the president of the United States, and Donald Trump's reaction to people who he's supposed to like is often to be sort of off-putting, and I think that's how he approaches these.
Yeah, I think he also thinks Melania is a little hot for Justin Trudeau, and I think
she was awfully close to him today, talking, looking very friendly,
close talking.
Just saying.
Do you think maybe I can get citizenship? All right, Philip, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir. Philip Bump from the Washington Post.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Philip.
I don't know, man.
Smart guy, that Philip.
Yeah. All right, let's check in now with Judy. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
Is it a hate crime or a badgering?
Bialetta.